We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Right now, we bring in for his weekly visit the State Secretary for Public Safety, Brian Moran. Secretary, how you doing, my man? Good to hear from you.
Hey, Gary. Good morning to you. It's a wet, it has been a totally wet week, but certainly, but it's warmer, and just in time for the Virginia Beach to open up. So we're excited to see how that works out. I think it's been a good relationship with Virginia Beach. They're anxious to open the beach, and I think if the restrictions are followed and people adhere to them, we're going to have a successful opening.
Obviously, that was the big announcement on Monday out of the governor's briefing. Just talk about a little bit about the process of making that decision for you guys and how you expect things to go down there.
Well, I expect them to go well. I think Virginia Beach certainly has an interest in making sure they are followed, and everyone does. Just like as we moved into phase one, and we hope to enter phase two. I mean, it's in everybody's best interest to adhere by the guidelines and keep themselves safe, as well as getting back to some sort of normal. So, but with respect to specifically Virginia Beach, they did present the governor a plan 2 weeks ago. It was a fairly comprehensive plan, and looked over it the last 2 weeks and consultation with VDH and others to make sure that it follows the rules and ensures people's safety and cleaning and hygiene and so forth. And so working together, Virginia Beach has now issued the plan. The Mayor Dyer was up with the governor on Monday, and so it's a good relationship has formed, and we'll open it up. So, hopefully this rain will stop so people can actually visit the beach.
Secretary, are you guys going to be involved in enforcement, or is that going to be a Virginia Beach thing?
No, it's really local law enforcement. They will use what are called beach ambassadors. And so I think it's really, again, about compliance. That's how law enforcement has been approaching this, education and compliance. Folks coming to the beach, no umbrellas, no music, no alcohol. We really would encourage just an education, compliance, and I think for the most part, people are going to comply. They're going to be anxious to get out to the beach, get outdoors, get some exercise, enjoy the sun, swim, and weather permitting. So I'm confident it will work well.
Has there been any talk about expanding that past Virginia Beach and the state park just north of it to other beaches in the state? Or was this specifically a Virginia Beach thing for a reason?
Well, it's a Virginia Beach thing for now because they did come to us. I mean, they really put a lot of work into it. They presented a comprehensive plan, so it is specific to them for now. But the governor has encouraged other beaches to come. Norfolk, Hampton, Cape Charles has a nice beach. So those who have beaches, please review. I would encourage them to look at what Virginia Beach has done. Let's see what happens this weekend and develop some best practices and move forward with similar approaches and restrictions as we move into the summer.
We're talking to the State Secretary for Public Safety, Brian Moran. Secretary, let's talk about phase one. Today marks 1 week of phase one of reopening from the coronavirus shutdowns in Virginia. What's your evaluation of how the first week of phase one has gone?
Well, you know, sometimes I measure success by the lack of complaints I've heard, and I haven't heard a great deal of complaints. You know, there's some anecdotal issues about some restaurants, you know, pushing the envelope, but for the most part, I'm hearing good things. And so, I'd welcome your thoughts on that. You know, the news coverage, I think, has been positive, and people are, you know, outdoor dining. We're still hearing a lot from gyms. You know, some outdoor gyms have some gyms have the capacity and ability to offer outdoor classes, but not many. So, you know, I know we're hearing a lot from the gyms, health fitness centers, but the churches, I think they're behaving very responsibly. You know, they could open this week, and with 50% capacity, I haven't heard a great deal from that either. So, for the most part, I think it's going very well, Gary. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it is going pretty well too. The only complaints I personally have heard are from a couple of people I know who run restaurants who don't have the ability to do outdoor dining. They're frustrated.
Right.
But the church that my family attends reopened on Sunday, and they had every other pew was marked with red tape, and so people were able to spread out, and they had people like register online if they were coming. So it all worked very, very well. So it's a good first step. And I noticed the governor was immediately asked this week about phase two. Can you just talk to us a little bit about the process? I know it won't happen at the very earliest until next Friday, but can you just kind of talk about the process you guys are going through in evaluating when you guys might be able to make that leap to phase two?
Sure. No, good, great question. And it will be the same process that the governor has used for phase one. We will be reviewing all the metrics, whether it's you know, hospitalizations, ventilator use, all the things we've been talking about throughout this pandemic. And if those numbers still continue to decline, then we'll be able to move into phase two. And then the phase two process itself will be worked on in conjunction with businesses to see what a phase two actually looks like, you know, in terms of opening restaurants. You know, what is it, a 50% capacity? And the rules around phase two specifically will be having to work out just like phase one. But in terms of the process, can we do it safely? What do the numbers look like? What's the positivity rate? How many people are we testing? You know, in the process now of furiously trying to hire as many contact tracers as possible, we continue to work with labs in our colleges and universities to increase testing in our private labs as well as the state lab. And so, you know, all of that in conjunction, we really do pour over that data every morning and throughout the day. And so that will drive our decision to make sure we can open and move into phase two in a safe manner.
I know the governor has also put together I forget what he called it, a work group about trying to make sure they can open schools safely in the fall. Talk about that effort and the hopes to have schools open in the fall as per somewhat normal.
Yeah, we really are concentrating on the school. All the parents are questioning, obviously. Higher ed, colleges and universities are anxious. So we'd like to do it in a uniform manner. So let's get everyone talking about it. What does this mean for elementary, high schools, and colleges? And so it will require more testing. Do we have testing? Online education, do we have sufficient broadband to provide the means by which someone would study from home and remotely? So all of those issues need to be evaluated, and I'm really pleased that group is meeting, and I'm sure they'll iron out a good plan. I mean, Gary, what would you do without, you know, high school football in the fall? I mean, we're all anxious to see the football season, both professionally and in high school and college. So,
Brian, it is the question that I am asked more than any other by people who know, obviously, what I do. But people that are not in the media come to me and say, "So, Gary, is there going to be high school football this fall?" And, you know, I'm like, "I don't know." You know, but it's interesting that, you know, that matters here, and it's going to be interesting to see if that's going to be able to happen. But yeah, but of course, being in school is the first step in that process, right?
We got to, yeah, exactly. I mean, they got to get back into school to play the sports, clearly. And but there's going to have to be, you know, we're not there yet, but steps can we take to get there? And of course, then the virus itself, you know, how does this react during the summer heat, which, you know, we will have here in Virginia? How will it react? And then do we brace ourselves for a second wave, which some experts are claiming will occur in the fall? So all of that has to take into account to make sure we have our students go back safely. And then the other issue about, you know, just enjoying kids going back to school and for their own benefit, it does benefit our economy because the daycare situation. I mean, the parents are home with these kids. Kids go back to school. Parents can go back to work. So it has a lot of ramifications that we need to take into account, and but we're working diligently on it. So you know, we'll see some plans in the near future, and we just need to build on them.
Okay, Secretary, always good to talk to you. Hope you and your family are well and stay safe.
Well, let me. Virginia State Police are out on the roads. Tell everybody, please slow down. The roads are less full now. People tend to speed. That's just as dangerous. Please buckle up. Drive safely. This is Memorial Weekend. Certainly no drinking and driving. Have a safe, safe holiday. All right, Gary?
Sounds
all
good.
All of you listeners.
Sounds good, Brian. Good talking to you. Thanks for your time this morning. Enjoy the weekend.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.